Affirmative Murder is the Equal Opportunity Murder Podcast, dedicated to shining a light on the darker side of true crime. Hosted by Alvin Williams and Francois Evans, these two
Yo, I'm in the middle of recording promo for the podcast. Do you need to eat chips right now?
Yeah, man, I'm not bothering you. I'm hungry.
You are bothering me.
I'm not bothering you.
Oh my God, you make me so angry. Make sure you check out Affirmative Murder on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, or wherever you get your podcasts today. Hey, man, let me get a chip.
No.
Oh, I don't know why I have this up already. Like, I'm going to instantly jump into the episode.
Hi, guys.
Hey, guys. Oh, are we recording?
Yes.
Oh, hi, guys.
This is just rambling off.
I'm Brittany.
I'm Justine.
I'm Scott.
And... welcome to episode 65 of It's About Damn Crime, where we focus on cases featuring people of color, and we're not so, I think be a little bit offensive, so it's just a fair warning.
Heads up, doggy.
Yeah. Before we jump into our episode, like our story, you know, anything new with you, Steed?
No. I have allergies.
Oh, yeah, you took Benadryl, so.
Yeah.
You're kind of
I'm a little loopy
groggy
today.
Yeah.
I tried to offer a little Coke for a pick-me-up, but she declined.
Why are you declining, Justine?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm good. Drug-free since 93.
but when you were four...
when I was 4 years old, I was doing all the cocaine.
I watched Evil Genius on Netflix.
Oh, I keep meaning to watch that, and then I don't do it.
It's really good.
Is it? Okay, yeah. Watch it.
So if you guys haven't watched that, go check it out. It's really good.
Check it out.
Yeah. It's crazy, dude. The whole, from beginning to end, it's super nuts.
Brittany always likes to say that she's, because she does the podcast, she's kind of over crime, because she is always talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yet the first things that come out on Netflix that have to do with crime, they get watched immediately. Mindhunters, nailed it.
Yep.
Evil Geniuses, nailed it.
Done. Yeah, it's really good. So go watch that. There was something else.
What's on your shirt?
Oh.
Motherfucking Vlad the Impaler.
Where did that come from?
Amazon. One of our listeners was wearing it, and I was like, hey, where'd you get that shirt? So she sent me the link.
And then you bought it?
Instantly bought it, yeah.
Immediately.
I need it.
The back's even better.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of dead bodies being impaled.
Okay.
Jealous.
Steeper.
That's all I have in my week.
We're exciting still. I mean, what? Still. We're not exciting ever.
No. Any...
it's going to be a rough one.
any dating stories seen?
Oh, no. I haven't even checked the apps.
What's wrong with you?
It's... You know why? Because it's not fun, but I cut carbs this week, so my brain's also a little bit...
Oh, man.
Foggy.
Fuck cutting carbs. Brittany wanted me to do the keto diet with her. Dude, 2 days into it with no carbs, I was the angriest person alive.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah. Day two, I had the most horrific headache. I thought I was dying. I couldn't sleep. Like, it was so bad, it kept waking me up.
That's because you have to wean yourself off of carbs.
There's no point in weaning yourself off.
No.
I've done it. I do it every single time, and it's worked for me.
Don't go cold turkey.
I feel like you shouldn't go cold turkey. It hardly ever works. You end up relapsing, or you don't last,
and then
you crash, and then you feel like shit the whole week.
I finally feel better if I wasn't having allergies.
Yeah, you're pretty fucked up.
7 days.
You're hella fucked up.
Right now?
Yeah, no. And just in general.
In my life? like as a person?
Your eyes were swollen.
Yeah. I had like welts on my face.
Yeah,
it's sweaty.
I think that I might have had like a little bit of an allergic reaction to something. Because even my lip is like fucked up right now. I don't know what's happening to me.
That's weird.
Yeah. Wow.
Well,
so.
You'd be Will Smith from Hitch.
I was a little afraid last night. I was like, fuck. I might need to go to the doctors.
I think that's it, right? About our weeks? Nothing else exciting happened?
Jack shit for me.
No. So, in the beginning of this episode, you guys heard a promo from Affirmative Murder.
Hey!
They are us, but with dicks.
Uh-huh. Precisely.
So
Scott also has a vagina.
Yeah, Scott has a vagina, too. so, go check them out. They they talk about cases. Well, like I said, they're just like us.
Yeah.
So.
Same premise. Focusing on people of color, and they're hilarious.
They're so funny.
So good.
So if you haven't checked them out, please do so after you listen to us.
It's a good name, okay? Considering they focus on POCs, affirmative murder. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're very clever.
They are.
Clever girl.
Okay, Jurassic Park.
I bet you Justine didn't realize immediately that that was from Jurassic Park.
Okay, are we ready to jump into our story?
Yeah.
Okay.
See ya. It's so funny because every time we go to start, I hear the music starting in my head. Okay. Pedro Alonso Lopez was born on October 8th, 1948 in Santa Isabel, Colombia.
Ooh.
His father, Medardo.
No.
Medardo.
Yes.
Whatever.
Medardo?
Medardo. Yeah. I'm sure it sounds better when you say it with a
Spanish accent.
With a Spanish accent.
Yeah.
Medardo was killed while his mother, her name is Benilda. What?
It's a good name.
She was 3 months pregnant with him. With Pedro, of course. Not 3 months pregnant with Medardo.
Yeah. he was killed by a gunshot wound in the Civil War in Colombia.
Yeah, he was.
And
he was a rebel or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he, I don't know, after some like argument with his wife, he cheated on her with Benilda.
And they got Benilda knocked up.
Yeah.
So clearly, there's no love story to tell here.
No,
because Benilda was a sex worker. Mm-hmm. And we're gonna assume. Well, we know.
Yeah.
He was a client.
Yeah.
Not her boyfriend.
Yeah.
He wasn't taking her to dinner.
No, he was taking her to the bed. Or maybe, you know.
He was taking her to Pound Town. Yeah. Disgusting. Okay. And then, so while Benilda was pregnant with Pedro, she already had 6 other children.
Yeah. So he was. He was the 7th.
He was the 7th. And then.
And then what happened?
And then she has 6 more after him.
God damn.
Which makes a grand total of how many kids, Dean?
13 kids.
13 fucking kids.
Lucky number.
That makes me want to kill myself.
Dude. Yeah. 13 fucking kids.
Can you imagine?
How?
You have little sweatshop that you're building. Just get him to do everything around the house.
Your house should be spotless.
So she has 13 mouths to feed, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
And we're probably going to assume that like none of their dads were in their lives.
No.
You know? But you do what you gotta do, so like, I mean, you shouldn't have 13 children.
No.
To begin with. That's just way too many fucking kids. Don't do it.
If she's pro-life.
Maybe. But I mean, use birth control. I mean, we don't know what the situation was.
When you're pro-life, isn't birth control, you're not, isn't that like not what they believe in? Like, they think that that's also bad?
I think you can take birth control, but they won't. You can't take, like, well, it depends on how hardcore you are in it.
I think you can take birth control.
But you can't take, like, a plan B.
Yeah, no.
I thought it was, like,
if you're once you get pregnant, even if it's an accident, you have the baby. Okay. That's your pro-life.
I was thinking, like, the evangelical way or something like that, where it's no dumping, no busting a nut unless you're intending on dumping a clip and that's it.
Oh, dang. That was so many sayings.
Yeah. So many sayings in one.
In one sentence.
Yeah, we don't know the birth control situation in, like, Colombia in that time, the 40s.
It probably wasn't 50s, great.
But no, it probably wasn't great at all. Anywho, so she was a sex worker. She continued to, you know, sell her body for money. Mm-hmm. And Pedro said that she would bring
all her information, not use Google.
She would bring all of her clients home, mm-hmm. and the kids witnessed them beating her on more than one occasion, which I think is horrible. You shouldn't put your children in that
environment. No, don't bring your Johns home, man.
No, leave not them. At all.
Go somewhere else.
You go
stay
to
in the car.
Yeah, stay in the car.
So on top of making her children live in that environment, Benilda was also a shit mom.
Obviously.
Duh.
Story just keeps getting better.
She beat her children. And then this happened. So So when Pedro was 8 years old, she caught him filling up one of his younger sisters, which is disgusting. It's gross. Don't do that. Mm-hmm. Don't fill up your siblings.
How old was he?
8.
Yeah.
But you also have to take into account that she's constantly bringing men home in front of her kids and fucking them.
In front of her children.
Yeah. So they're extremely sexualized already at a young age, right? Like, yeah. He probably just thought it was normal behavior.
Yeah.
So, of course, her kids are fucked up, obviously. And instead of going, hey, maybe I need to change my life for my children, mm-hmm. Benilda kicked 8-year-old Pedro out of the house and forced him to live on the streets.
What's that, the conclusion?
In Colombia.
I was watching a documentary.
Kick this 8-year-old kid on the streets. Good luck, dog.
In Colombia.
Yeah, I was watching a documentary, and what she remembers uh-huh. is completely different.
Oh, of course.
Of course. Like, why would she admit to kicking her 8-year-old out, right? She, what did she say? She said that she went home one day and Pedro wasn't there. He was missing. So she thought somebody picked him up, like the Cali cartel or some shit like that.
Was this during that time? What year was this again?
The late 50s, maybe early 60s by this point.
So she said she was looking for him, but she couldn't. She never found him.
Okay.
So that's her fucking story that she sticks with. Okay, so after Pedro was kicked out of his home, again, at 8 years old, mm-hmm. he became a beggar in Bogota, which is the capital of Colombia, if you guys didn't know.
Fun fact.
Fun facts. While he was there, he was approached by a very nice man who wanted to give him, like, a safe place to, like, eat, you know, mm. give him a meal and a place to sleep, probably, mm. you know. Pedro was like, okay, cool. So hopped in his car, and this nice man was not so nice. He took Pedro to an abandoned building, and he raped him over and over again, and then took him back to the streets. But during the attack, Pedro vowed that he would do the same exact thing that was done to him to as many little girls as he could.
What?
Why? Like,
what?
Why was vowing to get revenge on little girls when a man had assaulted him? We don't know. Like, why was that a vow?
Girls?
I feel like that was that? Just justification girls? For what he was already planning.
I feel like it's like 8-year-old logic. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to get the girl. But why? I don't know. I feel like you should get the men. But whatever.
Yeah. But that's what he went with, so.
And so hold on to that.
Oh, yeah.
So after Pedro was raped, he became extremely scared of strangers, obviously.
Yeah.
Naturally.
I feel bad for him because clearly he never felt loved. He had a fucked up life, and then he's on the streets.
From a jump.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's raped. And I'm sure that wasn't the only incident. I'm sure lots of fucked up shit happened to him when you're living on the streets.
Oh, yeah.
In Colombia.
Well, yeah. And it sucks because, like, you have to rummage through trash cans to find your food. And,
yeah.
You know, I also heard that when he went on the street, there's a, like, other kids. So he joined them. They were kind of like a little gang.
Like a street kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the Warriors, but all 8 years old.
So basically, Pedro stopped going out during the day and would only look for food during the night. When he could hide better, but I don't think that's safer.
No, like not nighttime.
The creatures come out at night.
Yeah.
But again,
eight-year-old
logic.
The freaks come out at night. That song exists for a reason.
Are you done?
No.
What's the second verse?
I don't know.
Doesn't have it.
I don't know.
That's literally it.
Yeah, that's all I have.
Yeah, don't scavenge at night, sir.
Yeah.
Do it during the day where it's well lit and people will see you.
Yeah. I mean, he was attacked during the day, so we get it.
Yeah,
it
makes sense.
But still, like,
but
nighttime is always
riskier.
Yeah, riskier. When Pedro was 10 years old, an American family saw him begging. Like, they saw him, like, begging on the corner. And they felt bad for him. You know? He's young.
Yeah.
So they decided to take him in. Like, for reals this time. You know? They were just plain old nice people.
Yeah, they weren't taking him to an abandoned building.
Or they were just...
They were living there.
So they enrolled Pedro in school, and for 2 years, Pedro lived a semi-normal life until one of his male teachers molested him.
Dude, this guy has the worst luck.
Oh, no, we're still going.
Yeah, which of course, you know, flipped him out. And he, so he stole money from either the American couple or the school's office.
We're unsure.
Yeah, me and Justine heard two different stories. Either way, he stole money and left the American couple, like ran away from them and went back to live on the streets. I think they called the gang Gamines.
Oh, God.
The gang.
I think it's so weird how, like, a predator will find the kid that has already been abused and will continue to abuse him. Yeah. Like, how do they seek him out, you know?
Seeks out the fucking wounded wildebeest in the back,
yeah, you know what I mean? It's so bizarre to me. Like, I mean, I guess he doesn't really have a family. He probably knows that he's living with this American family that's not his.
Oh, yeah.
And they go, okay, well. That's who's just, he like, going to tell?
It sucks because you go to school to learn, mm-hmm. and then, you know, and then, like, okay, in the beginning, like, you feel happy for him. He, mm-hmm. this American couple took him in. He's in school. He's living a somewhat normal life. And then that shit happens. Like, mm-hmm. are you kidding me right now? You go to school and you trust your teachers and you trust that your teachers will keep you safe and have your best interests at mm-hmm. heart. But then they take advantage of you and...
Was Columbia really fucked up at this time?
I think Columbia's always been really fucked up.
Yeah, Columbia's always been fucked up in some way, somehow.
So at 12 years old, Pedro Lopez was back living on the scary streets of Columbia.
Very scary. Emphasis on scary.
What just happened?
Not cutting that one.
He went back to begging and started committing petty theft, as you do. Do you guys think sometimes you got to start thieving? So that eventually led him to stealing cars. And he would steal a car and then sell it to a chop shop, basically.
Yeah.
And he made pretty okay money doing that. For a while.
Crime pays, kids.
Very good, Scott.
But, you know, a life of crime leads you nowhere but to jail, you know?
Not what Scott said.
Either jail or dead.
Or you uh-huh. become a rapper.
Or you become a rapper, you know? Goes,
exactly.
And then you confess all your crimes in a song, and then you get put into prison. Yeah. What happens? That happened to a rapper.
You know the Bobby Shmurda guy? The what's the song called?
I don't know.
Damn, Hot Something. I can't remember. Uh-huh. But he, in one of his songs, not that
isn't
song.
Isn't it Hot N-Word?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In one of his other songs, he basically lays out details of a drive-by or something that he mm-hmm. did with some of his friends, and then the police used that as...
Oh, my God, idiot.
He's just they're confessing.
Like, there's no way you would know this unless you were there, so... Yeah,
what a fool.
So...
Something along those lines.
At 18 years old, Pedro got caught and arrested and sent to prison. A couple days into his prison sentence, he was approached by four other prisoners and gang-raped. Then he really snapped and he like made some sort of shank and killed three of those men. He got an additional 2 years added to his sentence for the murders because authorities said the murders were an act of self-defense. I heard in the documentary he didn't get any additional time because it was self-defense.
Yeah, it's weird that they would give him time and also acknowledge that it was self-defense.
It's not self-defense, though.
Yeah, well, it's not if he went and did it after the fact.
No, he did it after. Yeah. Like, he methodically hunted them down in the prison. So again, but we're in Colombia, and that would never fly here. No. It didn't matter if they raped him or not. Like, unless he killed them defending himself in the attack.
Yeah, then that's self-defense. Then, yeah. But, yeah, he did seek them after the act.
So whether it was 0 years or 2 years, it's not enough years. You killed three people.
Well, like, I wonder if they I'm not condoning that behavior or anything, but I wonder if they have like a thing for revenge, because sometimes, you know how like I think revenge is taken less seriously sometimes than just cold-blooded, mm-hmm. like if you just seek them out for no reason.
Yeah.
I don't know,
who knows. Let's go to Colombia, let's go to prison, we'll find out.
You ever hear that locked up abroad?
Seen like an episode or two, yeah.
Oh,
the Russian one was particularly fucked up.
Yeah, you don't want to go to prisons in other countries.
Hell no.
Sweden sounds all right, though. You go to prison, go to one of those Scandinavian countries.
I ain't going to prison at all. Go ahead, Justine.
All right. So the remainder of his sentence, Pedro sat in his cell day in and day out, thinking about how fucked up his mom was and how fucked up his life had been. And then he also looked at a lot of porn magazines.
As you do, right?
At the time, that's how you watched porn. In a magazine.
In magazines?
Mm-hmm. And with all of that hurt and anger and rage swirling around inside of him, well, we all know nothing good's going to come from it.
Nope. Nope, nope, nope. In 1978, 30-year-old Pedro was released from prison. He moved to Peru, and then shit got real crazy, and little girls started going missing, and that is all because Pedro had started kidnapping them. Mm-hmm. So he would lure them. He would pretend to be helpless. Mm-hmm. Like, can you help me with directions to find this place, right? Mm-hmm. And they instilled some trust into him somewhat, mm-hmm. you know? He would eventually lure them away to an area where nobody could hear them. Mm-hmm. So probably like in the woods, in a wooded area, most likely, or there was one like under a bridge. Mm-hmm. Some children were found. But he would take them, he would rape them, sleep with them during the night, mm-hmm. and then in the morning rape them again, mm-hmm. and then kill them, strangle yeah. them. He targeted little girls from poor indigenous families that lived in rural areas. And we all know nobody cares about the poor families, right?
No.
It doesn't really matter what country you live in. Just nobody cares about poor families, period. You know, a kid from lower class goes missing. Mostly no one gives a shit. And then you add in the fact that this is taking place in Peru where the girls are treated like, they're probably treated like shit anyways. I think, yeah. you know, like no officials really gave a shit.
And they're like indigenous little girls.
Yeah.
They probably don't go to the police necessarily for mm-hmm. help.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I think also there was a little girl that went missing. Her name was Eva Nova. Mm-hmm. She went missing. Nobody was paying attention to the fact that little girls were missing mm-hmm. until she went missing, Eva mm-hmm. Nova. And that's only because her dad was a respectable business owner mm-hmm. and he had money. Mm-hmm. So he went to the officials, told them, and then they started looking into it.
Mm-hmm. That was in Peru?
I believe that was in Peru.
Well, Pedro did eventually get caught when he was trying to take a 9-year-old girl, but not by police. He was caught by the, I'm going to fuck this up,
Ayachucos.
Thank you. Community. Again, indigenous people. Mm-hmm. And they served up some of their own justice.
Street justice is the best justice.
So they all sat down with their tribal council, and it was decided that Pedro must be tortured and then buried alive. I think they buried him up to his head.
Damn.
And now, episode done.
Over. He died.
Yeah. Nah, just
kidding. How many minutes is it?
I don't know.
10.
Half an hour.
No,
we're totally kidding. So some idiot, I think it was some religious man.
Yeah, some idiot.
Yeah, he convinced the tribe members to turn Pedro over to the Peruvian police. And instead of charging him with the crimes he committed against the indigenous girls, they're like, nah, just get this fuck out of here and deport him back to Colombia. And that's what they did. Went back to Colombia.
That don't make no sense.
And he got a free pass mm-hmm. for all of that. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I think, I'm sorry, the story that I just told about the little girl, I think that actually took place in Ecuador, not in Peru, about the Eva Nova. Mm. But don't quote me on that.
Was he wandering like in between borders?
Yeah.
Doing
yeah.
this shit?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so once he got back to Colombia, he migrated to Ecuador and then picked up his bullshit there.
Yeah.
The little girl started vanishing, and the families were not getting help from the police, so they had to try and find the girls on their own. In 1980, a flood moved some land where he had buried some of the bodies, and 3 little girls were located.
4.
Haha, why did I say 3? It says 4. 4 little girls were located. And very shortly after, Pedro attempted to take another 9-year-old girl, but her mom saw the whole thing happening, and then they did
a citizen's arrest.
Like her and a bunch of people.
Yeah. They they held his ass. Because I think I don't know if this happened in like one of those it's like one of those plazas where all the food is. Those marketplaces, I guess. I think that's where it happened at. He tried to take, and I was watching the documentary, and the woman talked, the mother of the daughter that he tried to take, the 9-year-old. And the 9-year-old, who is older now in the documentary, she was saying that Pedro was trying to lure her to him. And, like, smiling and looking at her funny. And she was told her mom, like, this guy's looking at me weird and making me feel uncomfortable. You know, the mom had heard about these little girls being snatched up. She put two and two together and fucking made a citizen's arrest. So, good for her.
Gangster-ass mom.
Right? Okay, so, finally, Pedro was in police custody. And nobody was prepared for what he was about to confess to.
So, initially, he refused to talk until investigator Pastor Cordova Gudino, or Gudino, however you say his last name. And yeah, we said investigator pastor, which is kind of weird, right? I mean, apparently that's like a job title in Ecuador, I guess.
I don't know how you could be an investigator and a pastor, but whatever.
I have no idea how that works.
I pulled the law and Jesus.
So anyways, he went undercover as Pedro's new roommate in prison. And after he got Pedro to trust him, he started talking. Pedro told Pastor Policeman, you know, that
that's what we've named him. EP for short.
So he told him that he had killed at least 110 children in Ecuador, 100 or so in Colombia, and another 100 in Peru. He also told Cordova he would, like, stroll, like, the streets looking for innocent, quote-unquote, good girls, and would lure them away by promising them presents.
Sometimes I wonder...
Watch your kids, people.
Because you know how these people... Sometimes these people want to be recognized for their acts. They want to be... They want their fame from it, you know what I mean? Sometimes I wonder if they inflate their numbers a little bit. Like, even if... Like, he knows he's saying it to somebody, he knows this might get out, you know what I mean? So he's getting the number as high as possible.
Yeah, he wants to look like a badass.
Not saying he didn't do it to a lot of people, but...
No, he did.
100 in each country?
Yeah. I mean, you would think... The other thing is, too, is that these are poor countries, right? So you have to look at... You have to think about the fact that the women are treated differently there than they are here.
During the 60s, too.
Yeah. So, like, if a little kid goes missing... And also, they didn't have social media at the time. It wasn't like it is now where everyone's so connected. So if you're in one village and... One kid, go, you know, two kids go missing there. Like, how does that get communicated to another? Especially if you're in a rural, like, indigenous area where they're definitely not communicating. And if, too, you think, okay, well, why would a present lure a kid away? They're poor kids. So you have to take that into account, too. Or it's like, oh, I'm, and he's obviously got some sort of something about him.
Yeah, he used his charm.
Yeah.
They said.
And then he could go, oh, I have this for you. And then, of course, you're a stupid kid. You're going to go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
A toy for me? I don't have any toys. So, of course, police thought it was all bullshit.
Of course.
That's 300 bodies. Someone would have noticed, you know? But Pedro said, no, it's true, and I'll tell you where they're buried.
Buried.
You seem the type to pronounce buried.
Buried. It just happened. And I'm not fixing it. So he took them to the grave of 53 little girls.
Dude, he was proud to show them where he buried them. Like, he had so much pride on his face. Oh, they're buried here. They're buried here. And he remembered, I think what the police said were they couldn't believe that he remembered exact, like, all these burials.
And he was telling the pastor priest and police, whatever he was, that, like, in very specific detail about the crimes and where they were buried, and they were like, okay,
like, he had a really good memory to remember all that shit,
enjoyed the shit out of it clearly. And then, so that was just like enough proof for the police, and they didn't need to see the other graves. I think, again, these are poor governments. They don't have the funds to go out and, like, you would think here, take those kids home to their parents, right? Like, give them some closure, but they don't have the funds to go out and dig up multiple graves across many. I think it just kind of got was like 53. You're going away.
Mm-hmm. Him flaunting it like that makes me think, like, since all this shit happened to him from like a young age, like maybe he lost his innocence, kind of like Michael Jackson did. And he's basically just 8 years old forever.
Forever.
So he's like, look what I did.
Yeah.
Look what I did.
Yeah.
Aren't you proud of me?
Yeah, because he didn't get any attention growing up or any love.
That's his way of getting recognition nowadays.
Yeah. So after Pedro would kidnap the girls, he would take them to, you know, an area where he had other girls buried and make them hang out there.
Can you imagine being a kid and you're like, there's all these dead kids here?
Literally a mass grave?
Fucking scary is that? It's so scary.
That's creepy.
Yeah. He would then rape them and strangle them as the sun came up. And he did.
Specifically?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he did that because he needed to, he needed the sunlight to see the little girl's eyes as he killed them. He said that without that, committing the murder of an innocent little girl was a waste. How fucking demented is that?
Damn, son. I'm at a loss for words.
Right?
He also talked about how he would have tea parties with the dead girls. He would prop them
just
up.
Just make this as creepy as possible.
It's just so like
creepy.
It's a worse. He would prop them up and talk to them because they were his little friends. But when the dead girls wouldn't talk back to him because they were dead, he would go out and find a new victim.
Go find a new tea party friend.
Mm-hmm. So on July 31st, 1981, 33-year-old Pedro Lopez pled guilty to the murder.
He pled guilty.
It's happening today. Or he pled, whatever.
She had pedo on the mind.
guilty to the murder of those 57 girls and was imprisoned in Ambato, where he was diagnosed as a sociopath. Avi. And then he received...
Oh, get this.
A 16-year sentence.
What?
Yeah, he got 4 months for each girl he killed.
I was about to say, that's not even a year per kid.
No.
No. So at the time, in Ecuador, the maximum sentence was 16 years. So they couldn't give him any more than that.
What?
Okay, so after serving 14 years in prison.
How old is he at this point?
30.
After
30,
the 14 years?
He was like 38. 33. Oh,
33? Yeah, when
after
he pled guilty.
After the 14 years?
No.
Or as before he was getting sentenced for the 14 years. Okay.
After serving 14 years in prison, on August 31st, 1994, Pedro was released 2 years early for good behavior.
Brilliant.
Dude, check this. And then he got out and he's like, I'm free. He's like, free. I'm free.
Who's a good little pedo? You are.
And then, dude, like an hour after he was released, he was deported like back to Colombia for being an illegal immigrant. And
then Colombia.
He was arrested. He was arrested,
Colombia,
right?
Arrested him. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So authorities in Colombia, they try to convict him of a 20-year-old murder. Who was? I have her name. I think it was. Yeah, it was Flora Sanchez.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of going back to prison for murder, he was declared insane. And in 1995, he was institutionalized in a psychiatric facility. And then he died.
No, that's not true. there is no happy ending in this episode.
No, not at all.
Dude, this guy makes Wayne Williams look like a fucking angel.
So in February 1998, again, some crazy declared Pedro sane and was released from prison on $50 bond.
Yeah, like what? $50 fucking? Oh my gosh.
So then he went to his mother's house, asked her for money, and when she didn't have any, he sold her shit out in the street to strangers.
Dude, specifically, he went to her house and he's like, where's my inheritance? And she's like, you know, I don't have any fucking money.
Yeah.
And she's like, all I have is this bed and this chair or something. Yeah. And he takes her fucking bed and her chair and puts it outside for sale. And sells her fucking bed. Oh my god.
Sociopath for sure.
Crazy.
Feels zero emotion.
Yeah.
And then the best part. He vanished.
Yeah.
And no one knows where he is or has seen him since.
No. So there's two theories. There's one that he could be in a prison somewhere, but nobody knows for sure. Or he's just, like you said, just vanished and nobody knows where he is now.
Probably got eaten by jaguars or some shit in the jungle.
In October 2002, Interpol released an advisory on behalf of Colombia government looking for Pedro, claiming they had suspected that he had committed a murder in Espinal. But obviously he vanished, so they can't fucking find him. Nobody knows where he is. He's probably under an alias, or he's dead. He's probably dead.
Maybe someone got some street justice.
Maybe.
They're like, aren't you that guy that kills all the little girls?
Yeah, he's got to be well known at this point.
And then someone just offed him. I kind of thought maybe the police had like tracked him down and were like, I'm done with this. Like, we're just gonna
kill him.
Yeah. And then they wouldn't say anything because they don't have to.
No, they don't.
Crooked systems over there.
Yeah, as soon as you get the system involved, that means he's gonna fucking get out in some stupid fucking way.
Ecuador, I don't know if it's changed since then, but 20 years after Pedro was, I think, initially arrested, Ecuador changed their prison sentence for murder from 16 to 25 years.
Still, 25 years.
But 25 years
maximum?
Isn't
maximum.
Shit. Sorry, yeah.
That ain't shit, dude.
But that's not shit. I don't know if they've changed it since then. But
what is the life sentence here? Is it 80 years?
Isn't
that what it equates to?
Well, it's 25 to life.
Yeah, and I think life is an actual number, though. I think there's a number tied to it. I could be wrong, but I think that's why if you get, like, multiple life sentences, it's actually just, like, 80 times however many life sentences, or however many.
Like, 120 years and shit?
Yeah.
I think.
And everybody knows who he is because, also, he was not afraid to talk about it. He did
interviews. No, he bragged about it, yeah.
Yeah, he did interviews, and he was bragging about it all. So
he had a plan from the jump with a fucked up childhood like that?
Yeah. So, in an interview, I want to play like a little clip. In an interview, they ask him, I forget what question they ask him, but he basically talks about death in this clip. So I'm going to play it and then I'm going to translate it in English for you guys. Okay?
Okay.
No, pues cuando uno se muere, pues pierde uno por total, pierde uno lo que es los sentimientos, su visibilidad de los ojos para ver y una muerte que uno ya no vuelve ni saber quién es uno, ¿no? Todo queda así en una oscuridad nula.
Okay.
So now I want you to translate without reading the words.
No,
so
I can't. You know I can't do that. So he says, he said, when one dies, one totally loses his emotions, his vision, his ability to see. A death that you can forget who you are. Everything you did is now darkness. That's what he said.
It's very poetic.
Yeah. He's just like crazy. He's
hella annoying.
He also said that he had a... that he said that he didn't commit the murders, his alter ego did.
Oh, okay.
Which I think that his alter ego's name was Jorge
Penis.
Penis. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jorge Pina Colada. I don't know. Something. But like in an interview, the interviewer is like, so you did this? And he's like, no, I didn't kill any of them.
It was my alter ego. It was my alter ego. Chris Gaines.
Who's Chris Gaines?
Isn't that the alter ego for, what's his face? Garth Brooks?
Oh, the Garth Brooks.
Yeah, you made me second guess.
Why do you know that?
Yeah. That's hilarious. Yeah, he was a really, he was a mental case, man.
Yeah. I felt bad for him, right? Like, this is one of those ones where it's like, I can understand why you're fucked up. But then you don't feel bad for him because he was slaughtering mass amounts of little girls.
Yeah.
So.
It's horrible that he was able to kill, you know, so he says 300 little girls and nobody, like, he wasn't caught beforehand.
Just goes to show you, like, what trauma can do to a kid. Like, look at the turnaround from an 8-year-old kid that saw his mom bringing dudes home that would beat her to this. Bam.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure his psyche. Well,
getting repeatedly
his psyche was
raped
fucked.
Definitely doesn't help anything.
No, that's horrible too.
Yeah,
just like everybody he meets too is like, is this guy gonna rape me? Is this guy?
Yeah,
gonna rape
like
me?
It makes. I'm sure it made him even more crazy.
Yeah,
and then he killed those dudes in prison, which then made him go, oh, I can kill.
Yeah,
you know, like there were so many opportunities for, like, the system to be like, no, you gotta stay in jail, dude. You killed 3 people.
Mm-hmm.
We had you here after you killed 57 little girls. Like, 14 years is fine to serve. You can go.
And when there's only ridiculous. A 16-year maximum prison sentence, that's yeah. basically giving people the okay to do the most heinous mm-hmm. shit. Because worst case scenario, you're only going to serve 16 years.
Mm-hmm. And I read somewhere, too, that Colombia and Ecuador did not have the money to try him on other murders, right? Mm-hmm. So they only got him for that initial 57 because he admitted to it.
Yeah.
And then Ecuador was almost like, get him the fuck out of here. Like, we don't have the funds to deal with him. We're not going to, we can't put him back in jail. We don't want him here because he kills little girls.
Mm-hmm.
So they sent him back to Colombia, and then Colombia didn't have the funds to try him on all the cases that they had there.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, oh, he's insane. Put him in the loony bin.
Yep.
Medicate him.
And lose him.
And then let him go.
Yeah, and now he's forever gone.
Like, who the hell declared him sane?
They let him go, right?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't escape.
No, they let him go.
Touche.
Who went? Saved. It's a miracle. He's now sane. How'd that happen, you know?
I don't know.
That was a fat fail on somebody's behalf.
Yeah, in the documentary, somebody, a woman was saying, you know, maybe he faked it.
Yeah.
Maybe he faked being...
The crazy.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he faked being sane mm-hmm. so he could get out. You know,
but still, why would you put that back on the streets?
I have no idea.
That's why I feel like the government was involved in his death.
Maybe
they were like, get the fuck out of here. We'll see you later.
Yeah.
And then they caught him.
Mm-hmm. Then they killed him with their own.
Then they put him in a grave somewhere.
Yeah.
A bullet is a lot cheaper than trying to convict mm-hmm. him for a bunch of other crimes.
Yeah. Maybe that's a good theory, Justine. Maybe the government just
fed him to the wildlife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bye.
See you later.
Bye.
Yeah, I don't think he's alive. If he's alive, he'd be 69 right now.
69 or 65?
69.
69?
And he would need probably a little blue pill to get it up. So hopefully he's not killing anymore.
That's horrible. Yeah, this case is just...
Also, he was strangling most of his victims too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was strangling
nobody
them.
Now. 69 years old. Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe. A 7-year-old girl.
Yeah, it's horrible.
And it sucks for all those families that, like, lost kids. That
yeah.
just don't know.
And they don't know.
Yeah.
Like, that's a lot of families, too. If yeah. what he claims is true.
That's a lot. A lot of families, a lot of little girls
mm-hmm.
missing and murdered, you know?
Yeah.
I remember also hearing on the documentary that when the girls initially started going missing... I think in Ecuador, mm-hmm. I'm not too sure, where that the Ivanova story that I told earlier took place at. But before her dad told the police, like, hey, you know, like before they finally started listening to mm-hmm. All the fucking missing children going around, all the stories that their families were saying, they thought that the little girls were just running away.
Yeah.
That's why they didn't pay attention. Like, oh, no, they're just runaways.
Yeah.
At that young of an age? Are you kidding me? I don't know.
But that's again, just maybe up. That's the situation there, you know?
Yeah.
You're a young kid and you run away.
You run away.
Home. Maybe it happens a lot there. I don't know. I've never been to Colombia.
Me either.
I don't really feel the need to go there.
I don't plan on going to Colombia either.
Nope.
Now, if we have any Colombian listeners, don't be offended.
No.
I'm sure you're a beautiful human being and your country's beautiful. Yeah. But it's scary.
Yeah. I think I've heard way too many, like...
Horror stories.
Yeah, horror stories, like yeah. cartel stories and...
I think the one to really avoid right now is Venezuela.
Yeah.
Why Venezuela?
That's the one that has, like, the dictator. It's, like, super fucked. I think right now that's the most fucked up South American country.
Don't go there.
Oh, shit. Well, I ain't going there.
Steer clear there.
Yeah.
Steer clear. That's fine.
Steer clear.
Whatever.
All right, guys. So that was the case that we decided to do. And now we're going to jump
Wait,
to...
Wait, because who recommended this?
I believe Molly did, right?
Thanks, Molly.
Yeah, thanks, Molly.
Shout out to you, girl.
Yeah. I guess we should have shouted her out in
at the
beginning. Yeah.
Well, that's fine. We did it right now.
Yeah. At least we shouted her out. Yeah. We didn't forget. Like
Sometimes we forget.
Yeah, per usual.
Sorry, right? Crystal.
So now we're going to jump into our segment.
Yes. Oh,
Justine.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do. There's 15 questions here.
Uh-huh.
15 awkward questions you should never ask because they're none of your business. So we're going to go round robin here. I'm going to pick a question that I feel is going to make you really uncomfortable, and then I'm going to read it to you. You have to answer.
Okay.
So I'm handing my phone. You're going to ask Scott. You're going to pick one of these questions, and we'll do it, I don't know.
Okay.
Twice. Two rounds. All right, so I'm going to ask you.
It's better to be super awkward. If it's like faux awkward, it's like, how much do you weigh? Because you should never ask a lady that. Then I'll be really disappointed.
No, it's not.
Oh my God, what? I see the look in your eye.
That was so rude. Okay.
Go ahead and ask me.
Okay, here we go.
Ready? Go for it, yeah.
All right. What is your least favorite thing about me?
About you?
About me.
Oh, nice.
I'm trying to think. There's a lot.
There's so many.
No, just kidding.
I'm going to send you guys this link.
Yeah, send me the link. I'm trying to think. Your uhs and your singing throughout the episode. Because I got to cut them out all the time. But that's it.
All right. I'll take that.
That was a boring one. I want to answer that one.
No.
That's the only one I can think
of. If someone picks that question for you. When we come back to me, we'll go reverse order.
Okay.
Okay.
So now I ask Scott.
Now you ask Scott, yeah.
Okay. Okay, Scott. Ready?
Hit me, tube sock.
I'm going to make this one dirty because it's hilarious.
Okay.
I don't know whether to make it dirty because I don't know if it's just TMI.
Just do it.
Here we go.
Why don't you want to... I don't know.
She chickened out.
I did chicken out. I don't want to ask it. Okay, ready? Scott.
Hit me.
So why don't you want to do butt play? Like you.
Why don't you want your butt played with?
My ass.
Yeah, your butthole.
Because I know what a dude's asshole looks like, and I don't want anybody's fingers near it, ever. I can barely wash the dishes without having to wash my hands. I don't need your hands all grimy near me. That's disgusting.
I would never put anything near your butt.
These asses are the fucking grossest thing on the planet.
Just wanted to ask. Okay, Scott, your turn.
Pause it.
Gross.
Justine.
I'm not ready. Okay. Huh?
Why can't you lose weight?
Because I love the carbs. In any form.
The carbs are so good. Dude, french fries?
Amazing. Every day.
Mashed potatoes? So good.
The worst part about losing weight, like I don't have to lose weight, but going on diets with her just to be healthier in general, the worst part is giving up fucking potatoes and rice.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot do it. She had me do this keto, like I was saying earlier.
Mm-hmm.
A day into it, I didn't have carbs for like two meals, and then one I had like a little bit of carbs because we're trying to wean me off. Bruh, I'm the angriest person in
life. He was so grouchy.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
He was so angry. And I was like, okay, calm down. And then I cried.
I get the struggle. I understand it. Yeah, she did cry.
He was so mean.
I was like, okay. She also wasn't on carbs, so she was feeling emotional.
Yeah, I was like, okay. And then I was like, I'm towards my period, you know?
Uh-huh.
So I was like, okay, here's your french fries.
Here's your fucking donuts from Pink Box.
Yeah. Three of them.
Oh my God.
So funny. Okay, Justine. So how are we going to do this, Justine?
Okay, now I'm going to go back to Scott.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hey!
Now I got to cut that out. Just kidding. I'm not going to cut that one out.
All right, Scotty.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you know that it's bad for you to drink all those fucking energy drinks?
I was going to say.
I do.
So why don't you stop?
Caffeine is a legitimate drug with legitimate consequences that come from having way too much of it. I am actually addicted.
That's a disgusting crash, too. And you come off of caffeine.
I've gotten to a point that's kind of embarrassing where I don't even want a Red Bull or a Rockstar or whatever. But sometimes, like, not in this case, especially now that I'm getting, like, the low-sugar ones.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, when I was, like, deep in it, like, two a day, I got to a point where, like, I would get one just because I thought I needed to have one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it is an actual addiction.
Yeah. That's how I used to be with Diet Coke. I had to have it. And it would make me so sick, but I would still need to drink it.
I believe it.
And now it's gone.
It's rough,
and I feel
dude.
Better.
I'm caffeine free.
Bullshit, you drink coffee.
No, I drink coffee.
Dude, I have, if I could, I would have two Monsters, Rockstars, mm-hmm. Rebels, whatever, a day, mm-hmm. and probably a good three cups of coffee. No problem.
That's disgusting. And
then your heart would explode.
Yeah. Dude,
I don't even get the jitters anymore. I drink so much.
Oh, shit.
If you guys haven't seen it, you should YouTube the video of that guy. He drank
That was Snopes'd. It wasn't exactly true.
What was it then?
I think it did have something to do with energy drinks, but I think he also had a heart condition.
Ooh.
Yeah.
His heart was like coming out of his chest.
Yeah, but that, oh, I mean, damn. Either way, they are an actual problem. People get like fucking, what do you call them?
Kidney stones.
Yeah, kidney stones. This dude was saying when I was talking to him during a game one time, he was like, yeah, I used to drink two Red Bulls a day or two Monsters a day or whatever. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden I started pissing blood and I had to stop. I was like, that's fucking terrifying.
Yeah. And yet you still keep doing it.
Yeah, right? He doesn't learn.
I only have a couple a week now.
Oh, and it's not every day anymore?
No.
Not during the weekends. Good.
Yeah, and it's usually the low sugar, zero carb ones.
Mm-hmm. And I cut out soda altogether.
Yeah. You've been doing that for a long time.
Yeah, for probably a good 6 months now.
Okay, Scott, your turn. You ask. He asked me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It sucks because Justine took my favorite one out of here, and I kind of want to ask it again because a lot of these...
There's another one that's like that.
Actually, no. I can morph one of these because it's kind of awkward for Brittany.
Okay.
Okay.
Why do you want to have a kid so bad?
You know, I see... I don't want to have a kid so bad. You know, I have
a love-hate
relationship with this... Like, with the thought of it,
uh-huh.
It's like, okay, we were talking about this last night. I was like, you know, I was like, I want a kid, but there's so many, like, pros and cons. And he's like, mostly cons.
Mostly cons.
Yeah.
I'm with him on this one.
Yeah. I don't know. You see, like, little kids, you know, swimming with their little wings on and, you know, splashing around, having a good time. You're seeing the fun bits. That's what it is. I'm seeing the fun bits.
Most of the bits are not fun.
And that makes me want to have a child. But then I think about... You know, when they're born, the crying, you ain't gonna get no sleep.
No more sleep.
You don't have your social life out the window.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go out and drink, and I can't be like, hey, Scott, let's go to the bar.
Go to the pool.
Let's go to the pool and let's go drink.
This podcast would become an issue because you would have a screaming baby, and what the hell would we do with it?
My video games would become an issue. My reading would become an issue. Everything would become an issue. Anything that doesn't revolve around that stupid fucking kid becomes an issue.
Jesus, how you really feel? So I told him, 30 years old, gonna have a child.
I'm not against the prospect of having a 31. Child. I just want to get all my stupidity out of my system. And it's almost there, dude. I feel like I'm running on E. Just let me get the rest of it out of there.
Did I answer the question?
Yeah.
I'm good?
Yep.
Okay. Justini,
mm-hmm.
why didn't you go to college?
Why is your lip so crusty right now? I can't tell you why. It's just very dry.
Oh, why is your lip?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because you got allergies, right?
I don't know what happened.
Okay. Why didn't you go to college?
Well, I registered for a whole course load of classes and I paid for it. And then I never went one day to class. So I wasted, I don't know, a couple $1,000s. And
I was in the middle of
Hey, don't feel bad, though. Real quick.
Scott dropped out.
Yeah, but I at least got a couple of semesters under my belt.
Yeah.
Once I went.
I have like one class. I have 4 credits.
Brittany had a Millennium Scholarship for 10 Gs.
Uh-huh.
Let it expire.
Threw it away.
Yeah.
No, just let it expire. Just time went out.
Well, I was going to use it for the art academy, but it wasn't going to help me none. I couldn't afford it anyway, even with that. So I just never went. Go. That's where I wanted to go.
School's never been my thing. I don't enjoy it. I don't enjoy a classroom. I just don't have the patience for it. I also don't have the attention span for it anymore.
Definitely don't have the attention span for it.
And then I fucked myself, too, because I started working the instant I could start working, which is such a mistake. Because then you have money in your hands.
Oh, yeah.
And,
me too, sister. Ooh,
I have money. What do I need to go to school for?
Yeah. So,
but if I could go back in time and change it, I wish that I could.
It sucks, too. Like, I used to work at Hallmark a long time ago, and there's this girl that graduated as a psychology major.
Mm-hmm.
Got her bachelor's and everything, and she couldn't find a job for, like, years after.
Yeah. That's shitty when that happens to you. Yeah. Or, like, you go to school, like, you have all this debt, and the job that you get doesn't pay you what you need to pay back your school debt.
Yeah.
And that sucks too. I also don't think that I like anything that much to commit to like a major.
Years of
Yeah.
school.
Yeah.
I always came to a realization that anything that I really want to do doesn't really involve schooling. Or it does, but in like a tertiary manner, you know what I mean?
Like, like 2 years or like a
year. Or I would go I would do it to better my craft, but it's not going to, like, if I was to write, for instance, if I write a book, me having a degree has nothing to do with that. It'll help my writing a little bit because I'll be studying English, but it's not required in any way.
Yeah, that's true. No. Okay, well, that was the segment.
Yeah.
I hope you guys learned a little bit more about us.
Yeah.
Do we want to... Do we get any new reviews?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Guys, we're up to 197 reviews, so keep them coming. 200.
Three more. Giveaway. We're going to work out the deets on that when we get there.
Okay. I'm going to give away my innocence.
What? Please don't.
Okay.
200 reviews. Up for grabs.
Nobody wants it.
Everyone's like, no more review. We never get another review again.
Giving up my booty hole innocence.
Oh, please don't. Okay, I'm gonna go first.
Okay.
And this is from Julia A72. And it says, love this podcast. Absolutely love this podcast. It's like hanging out with your best friends talking true crime. They make me laugh and sometimes cry. Sorry.
Justine.
The chemistry between them makes you wish you were part of the team. You can be. Whenever they pop up on my feed, I play it immediately. Definitely one of my top three favorite podcasts.
Hey!
And that was a 5-star.
Yeah! Thank you, Julie A72.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, next one is from...
Sharona.
Sharona. My Sharona. 5 stars, titled, I hate titles.
Oh, girl, me too.
Yeah, me too. I literally feel like I'm listening to my sister speak. I've never been able to relate to any podcaster as much as I do Brittany and Justine. I myself am Mexican, living in a predominantly Caucasian community where we rarely hear of homicide crimes committed by POC. Can we be friends?
We already are.
Yes, we already are. Sharona, my Sharona. I want to listen to that song now. It's a good song.
All right.
My Sharona.
Listen, you two, I have to go to the grocery store.
Hey, little pretty one. Pretty one.
Okay, you're done. Are you done?
Give me some time, Sharona. I think that's what it said.
Okay, you're done?
Uh-huh.
All right. We have another 5-star from... I'm going to kill you. Peregrine Falk?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Titled... Yes.
Yes.
All right. Two hilarious ladies, super fun content, and definitely a standout among true crime podcasts. Highly recommend subscribing to this one. You will not regret it.
Thank you. Hell yeah.
Clearly, FUBU nerd vision underneath that did not get the memo.
No. They're tired of our hellas and mad. Mad this.
But our descriptor words are not smart enough for them.
Well, I mean...
Who said we were smart?
That makes me mad.
Hella mad.
Just kidding. So yeah, guys, take a little bit, you know, take like 2 minutes, even 1 minute, and go leave us a 5-star review.
Please.
Emphasis on the 5-star.
Yes.
Because anything less, we don't read it. Okay. Yeah, please go rate, review. That's how more people find us.
Yep.
If you guys would like to follow us, you can do so on Instagram and Facebook. We also have a Facebook group. It's About Damn Crime. If you guys want to join the Facebook group, please answer the questions. We want to make sure you guys aren't a bot.
So we get rid of the Russian bots.
Yeah. You guys can also follow us on Twitter and Snapchat at IADC Podcast.
IADC.
IADC.
It just sounded like you said IEDC.
It did sound like I said that, huh?
EDC?
EDC.
Oh, gross.
It was EDC
it's
weekend.
It's over, guys. Yeah. It's over.
But yeah,
I wouldn't mind going to EDC.
No, never. It's too expensive.
Really?
Why not?
All those people?
That's why I don't want to.
You guys
don't
like crowds. I don't mind crowds.
Okay, nobody cares about it. So
sweaty, smelly people?
That sucks.
They're all on drugs and want to touch you.
That's fine. I like to people watch.
Okay. All right, guys. You can
watch a bunch of idiots slobbering on each other.
That's gross. You can also visit our website. It's about... Oh, I just short-circuited.
It's aboutdamncrime.com.
Yeah, it's aboutdamncrime.com. Go there. I do a blog there. You guys can also listen to our episodes there. Our Patreon's there, merch tab, all donation station, all of our shit's there. You guys can also buy your own very special IADC rape whistle. We have those for sale.
Yeah. We just ordered a backpack and a tote and a coffee mug. What else? That was it, right? A coffee mug for...
Yeah. And the backlog that Nothing Rhymes with murder
is doing. Yeah.
Yeah. They're doing a giveaway.
So we're going to post about that and you guys can go check that out.
All right, guys. We will catch you later on. Hope you have a nice weekend and the rest of your week. Whatever. You know, whenever you listen to this, whatever. All right, Justine. Justine Weenie, Mr. Feeny. Hey, Mr. Feeny.
I'm done with you.
Boy Meets World. There's a lot of desert out there.
Which I'm going to say to Mr. Feeny. Oh, that's so sad.
That's so sad. Don't do that.
Too late, it happened.
Did that's he pass so away? Sad.
No. I think I thought he did.
No.
Let's see. I bet he did. Hold on.
I just saw him do something we're for about E to break like some 3 news. Days ago.
Oh, is he still alive?
Yeah, he's damn, old as shit.
Dang, how old is he?
We're finding this before we end this
97
one.
Years old. Wait, let's guess. Let's guess how old he is. I want to say he's 92.
I say he's 90. Scott, what do you say before you... Oh, you already looked it up.
Yeah, I already kind of cheated.
Okay, what?
Don't cheat.
What is it?
91.
Between me and
are Justine. Are we playing, what's that stupid game show?
I win, because I didn't go over.
Yeah, Price is Right. Price is Right rules?
Yeah.
You win?
I win, because I didn't go over. Yay! All right, guys. All right, guys. Love you.
Love you, guys.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.